Chazor Zeh Chanishma Tabachi Ches Vashagvam Yehudim Sech Chulun Daf Ches. Gemara says Reb Zeir Neim Shmuel said if someone heated a knife until it was extremely hot and then shechted with it, it's a kosher shechita because the sharpness of the knife precedes the heat, meaning the knife cuts the trachea and the esophagus before the heat burns them. In fact, the more the side of the knife burns the chayre of the animal before the shechita is finished. And for the Gemara, the area of the shechita opens up as it's cut and it spreads apart, so the sides of the knife never end up touching them. In fact, if someone heated a spit and then hit a person with it and created a wound, which then developed a tzaras, do we treat it like a shechin tzaras or like a michva, a burn tzaras? The reason it's important to know which is classified is because the Braisa says that the two types don't combine with each other to form a minimum amount, meaning a gris, needed to make a person tummy. So if a person had another area of tzaras, it would only combine with a like type of that kind that it's considered to be. The Mishnah explains that a shechin tzaras comes from a wound caused by a blow to the person, and a michva tzaras comes from a wound caused by a burn. The Braisa says that if a wound caused by a blow and the wound caused by a burn happen in the same spot, tzaras that develops from it is classified as whatever took place second. The case we're asking about is, for example, a person had a shechin the size of a shechin tzaras, the size of a half gris, and then the person was hit with this burning spit, which caused another half gris of tzaras to appear. If we say the injury comes first from the blow and then from the burn, this new tzaras is considered to be a michva, would not combine with the shechin. If we say the injury first happened from the burn and then the blow, so the new tzaras would be considered a shechin and would combine with the other shechin. So how do we view this? And for tomorrow, we see from the ruling of Rav Zeir and the Mishmuel that the injury of the blow comes before the injury of the heat. Or it says it's not a proof. Maybe that a sharp edge is different than a flat surface that is hitting. In fact, maybe coming a proof from a Braisa. It says if someone heated a spit and hit someone with it, the resulting wound is considered to be a wound from a burn. We see from here that the wound from the blow is considered to be to have come first. Or it says it's not a proof. The case in the Braisa may be where the person stabbed with the spit, in which case it's a sharp edge that caused the injury and is therefore like the case of a knife. So my writer of Nachman named Rabbi Avuah said, if a knife was used for avodah zarah, it still could be used for shechita, but cannot be used for cutting up meat. It's mutter for shechita because shechita damages the animal, but it's also for cutting up meat because cutting up the meat actually improves the animal, and this knife is also to have benefit from. Rava said there are times when it will be also to shecht with this knife. For example, the animal is critically ill, and therefore shechting is the only way to get benefit from the animal right now. There are also times when cutting up the meat is mutter, meaning when cutting up superior pieces that are then left would be better off being left uncut. In fact, Gemara, how can it be used to cut meat when avodah zarah? When it was used for avodah zarah, must have absorbed from the fat of non-kosher animals. It should be also for that reason as well. And for tomorrow, the knife being discussed is a knife that was designated to be used for avodah zarah, but was never actually used. In fact, if it was never actually used for avodah zarah, everyone would say that's not asur b'hano yet. And for tomorrow, we could say that the knife was used to cut the wood for avodah zarah, and that's why it became asur b'hano, but it didn't absorb fats of an animal. We can also say that it was used for an animal of avodah zarah, but the knife was kashered by putting it through fire after that use. If someone shechted an animal with the knife of a goy that was used to cut non-kosher meat, so Rav says he has to cut off the meat that touched the knife. Rav Barchana says he only needs to wash the area that was touched by the knife. Maybe we can say that they argue whether the area of the shechita is considered to be cold and therefore it can't absorb, or hot and therefore it absorbs. And for tomorrow, it may be that everyone says it's actually considered to be hot, which is why Rav says the meat must be removed. However, Rav Barchana holds that since the simonim, meaning the trachea and the esophagus, are busy spewing forth blood, they have no time to. They can't absorb anything, which is why a mere washing is enough. Others say that everyone may agree that the area is considered to be cold, which is why Rav Barchana says they can just wash it enough. However, Rav holds that the pressure of the knife causes flavor to be absorbed. So, if someone shechted a trefa with a knife, Rav Achan and Ravina argue with regard to how it must be cleaned before using it on a kosher animal. One says it has to be washed with hot water. The other says it could even be washed with cold water. The Gemara paskins that it may even be washed with cold water. Moreover, if there's even just a hard piece of old material that can be used to wipe the knife, that could be enough. You wouldn't even have to wash it after that. In fact, according to the view that it has to be washed with hot water, the reason for that would be that the knife absorbed the usher flavor from the trefa. But based on this, even a knife that was used to shecht a kosher animal should need to be washed with hot water because it absorbed flavor of Eiv Menachai. And furthermore, the knife would only absorb when the area gets hot. That doesn't happen until the end of the shechita. At that time, it's no longer usher Eiv Menachai. It's not live anymore. So Akmar Vaitab, you hear the name of Rav, said a butcher needs three separate knives. One for shechita, because it has to be kept in perfect condition and therefore shouldn't be used for anything else. One with which to cut meat, and one with which to cut chaylev. In fact, why can't you use the same one for meat and chaylev and cut the chaylev only after he's cutting the meat? Or it says we don't allow that because it's a gzeira that he may end up first cutting the chaylev and then the meat. In fact, why is there no concern that he's going to mix up the two knives? And for the Mara, since they're required to be separate knives, he's going to mark them so that they're distinguishable. So I'm back to review the name of Rav said a butcher needs two kalim of water, one to be used to wash his meat and the other to be used to wash his chaylev. Why can't he use the same one for meat and chaylev and only wash the chaylev after washing the meat? Mara says again, gzeira, he may first wash the chaylev and then the meat. In fact, why is there no concern he's going to mix mix up the two kelim. Mar says, since they're required to be two separate kelim, he'll make sure to mark them well so that they are very easily distinguishable. Zachmar Vaita, Amem and the Nira Papa said, one should not take the meat that has the chelev attached to it and put it upside down on another piece of meat so that the chelev is then directly touching the other piece of meat, because the fat will drip and be absorbed into the meat. If so, we should even be concerned that even when the meat with the chelev is put upright, with the chelev facing up, maybe it's going to melt and be absorbed by the meat that it's attached to. Mar said, no, because there's a membrane around the chelev that prevents any absorption. If so, that even when it's turned upside down on another piece of meat, we should say that there's no absorption because of the membrane. And for the Gemara, we have to be concerned that the membrane on the side of the chelev that faces out will break from being touched by the butcher. There's no concern that the membrane underneath the fat between the chelev and the attached piece of meat will be broken, because that is not being handled by the butcher.